President Obama is one of those that you created a friendship with, and everybody is saying, well, how can that be? You're a Republican, he's a Democrat. How can you be friends? How did your friendship begin with the president?
Well, we went into the Senate at the same time, and they have an orientation class. I sat down next to him on a bus and started carrying out a conversation, wanting to get to know him, and started getting part of his life story and became friends. And when we were in the Senate, we decided we'd try to do some things together, bipartisan, and we did. A real funny story, I was in Washington 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and I'd just gotten a treatment. I was going into the White House. I'm getting IV radiation now, and all of a sudden the bells and whistles go off, and I'm surrounded. Are you carrying a bomb? I said, no. Did you have the thallium stress test recently? I said, no. Back up against the wall. I said, but I did have radium-223. And say, well, wait right here. And, of course, a guy comes up with one of these, you know, only that the government has. Yeah, you had radium-223 48 hours and 56 minutes ago. I said, you're right. He said, well, you can go now. You know, it's pretty interesting that they can measure all that small amount of radioactivity.
And why were you going in?
I was meeting with the vice president on the cancer cure, moonshot cures. He had asked me.
Vice President Joe Biden. That's a serious issue for you.
Yeah, and I was really impressed. He's got a great staff. They're doing it. And I'm working hard on the research with Manhattan Institute, trying to move. We could cure cancer. At least we could make cancer a chronic disease where very few people die from it if we just had a modern regulatory scheme and collaboration between the great scientists at the universities and the drug companies and FDA. Our problem is no leadership, no management. And Joe's got it. They've given him the power to make some changes. So my hope is that we'll get some of that done before he leaves.
Back to the president. What's his personality? Everybody says he's a loner, doesn't like to fraternize a lot. Is that true?
I think he's shy. And I think he's timid. And I think there's two Barack Obamas, the one at home around his kids and his wife and his close friends. You know, he kids around with me and we joke around. And while I was there, he heard I was in the White House, made me come down and see him. So I went and visited with him.
In the Oval Office?
Uh-huh. And he told me about the plans for the kids after they leave and what they were going to do. I had a 15-20 minute visit with him. There's times he's been mad at me. I got it. But, you know, sometimes you're not right, Mr. President. Sometimes I'm not right. It's okay to be mad, but you still reconcile. So we're reconciled, and I think the world of him as a man. I don't agree hardly any of his politics, but he's a great human being.
You said he's shy. Do you think that worked against him then? Because we always think of a Joe Biden or others can walk around, shake hands, grab people by the lapels and try to coerce and all that. And that worked against him, you think?
Well, I don't think it worked against him. What happened to his administration is he got super majorities in both houses. He could do whatever he want. And once you can't do that anymore, you didn't negotiate any of those 2 years. So now you don't feel like you have to negotiate and you try to rule like a king. That's what happened. That was the worst thing that ever happened for them to get super majorities in both houses.
Because?
Because they chose not to negotiate. It was just our way or the highway. And then as soon as you lose that, it's not your way or the highway.
And now the Republicans are saying it's our way or the highway.
No, I don't think so. They don't have the presidency. I mean, if they had the presidency, they could say that. But they don't have super majorities either. So a big difference. They don't have 60 in the Senate. And they don't have two-thirds in the House. But it's leadership. It's how do you make everybody look good and do what's right for the country?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Don't we long for the days they say back in the 60s and all, when politicians could disagree but yet get together socially?
That's a farce. First of all, they still do it. They have dinner together, cross table, lots, every night. Are they out chasing women together anymore? No. But that's a media fiction. There's lots of great relations. I had dinner while I was there with Joe Manchin and Angus King, for goodness sakes. And we'd had dinner a lot. And yeah. Mike Doyle, a congressman, and Bart Stupak.
These are all Democrats, and there was an independent.
Yeah,
I think Angus King is
in there. But he sides with the Democrats in their
caucuses. And so you can have something in common with them?
Sure.
They're all upset with Congress.
Well, no. The fact is, they're all people. And what we want is the people leading us to lead, take chances. Give us a vision. Our problem in our country, we don't have a leader out there giving us a vision of what it could be. It's all what it is, how bad it is. What could it be? Where's the vision? How do we get there? How do all of us get there? We don't have that. You don't see it.
So a Donald Trump who today says, I'm going to go in and I'm going to change this and change this and change this. Does he have any ghost of a chance to do that?
Well, first of all, he can't do it by himself. So he's got to have a relationship with Congress. Depends on what the election says the Congress is.
And he says he wants a vice president who can do just that.
He wants a vice president that can negotiate with Congress?
Right. He wants a politician. Okay. That's what he says.
Well, I don't know. My personal bias is that maybe what he says is absolutely true, but I don't want to buy from a carnival barker. I want to see what's behind the curtain. So tell me, if you want to do this, how you're going to do it. And I'll come help you. But if you can't tell me how you're going to do it, you're just bloviating, then you're not any different than anybody else that's been there.